Well, it might be time to call it a week, crack a cold one, and put up your feet, but we got a lot of work before we get there, my friends. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber for this Friday, September 27th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, going green is great, right? Especially for police cars that are out there to protect us, right? Well, sure, right up to the point that the police car runs out of battery while pursuing a dangerous criminal. We'll talk about that. Number two, President Trump's EPA just slammed California and all its environmental justice warriors for failing to protect fresh water. And the Clean Water Act from the EPA, we'll get to that. And number one, the war in the swamp has escalated, that's for sure. The war in the swamp is exploding. Is it a lot of noise and finger-pointing, or is there something here? Donald Trump, the focus of Democrat hate, well, for a long time. And that certainly has not changed. And now the war has continued. And now it's all about Ukraine. And this phone call made between the president of the United States and the president of Ukraine, Zelensky is his name, not Monica Zelensky, just Zelensky. You got it. And Zelensky says he was never pressured to do anything by the president. In fact, new reports indicate the Ukrainians had no idea that their aid was being withheld until at least a month after the phone call, so there can't be a quid pro quo if only one side's in on it. Doesn't work that way. You know, how can be a quid pro quo if you don't even know what's going on, right? Fair enough. So anyhow, so the acting DNI was in Washington yesterday on the hot seat, and basically it was nothing more than a place like these have turned into. These hearings are not hearings anymore. They're spectacles where those that are asking the questions don't hardly ask questions at all. They give speeches and make comments and hope and pray that what they say and do ends up on the cameras for the TVs all around the country and all around the world. That's what it's about. It's a show. It's a circus, and they love it. They love it because the more Adam Schiff can be on camera, they love it. We hate it, of course, because seeing Adam Schiff, yeah, woo, he's a little bit hard to look at, a little creepy, Adam. Like you got stepped down in the middle and your stuffing's going to come out. It's okay. I got it. But yesterday, Adam Schiff made stuff up out of whole cloth just so he thought he could get onto camera. But what I want to do for you, I did this in the first hour. I want to do it in the second hour. I want to lay out the legal case against all of this. First of all, now that the timeline's falling apart and other discrepancies and inconsistencies are starting to appear, and this has been exactly one day since we've seen the whistleblowers' allegations, which, by the way, none of the whistleblowers' allegations are firsthand. They're all hearsay secondhand from people around him. And the last grouping in the document that was submitted as a alleged whistleblower document is from news reports. Third hand. Well, ABC News had a report that said this, and the New York Times had a report that said that. Really? This is a whistleblower? You collect news articles? What is this, a current events class in seventh grade? Anyhow, I digress. This all spiraled out of control into an internal civil war at Fox News between Judge Andrew Napolitano, a paid staff member there at Fox, and former federal prosecutor Joe DiGenova. DiGenova appears on Tucker Carlson regularly, and Andrew Napolitano appears, well, pretty much everywhere else, especially with Shepard Smith, and that's where he has appeared a couple of days in a row, and Shepard Smith taking it personally, saying that it is repugnant that anyone would attack the standing of Judge Napolitano, because DiGenova said that Napolitano is a fool in what he believes is legal and not legal. So he laid this out again. It's bite number one. It's the legal case against all of this, against Donald Trump, from Joe DiGenova, former federal prosecutor. Bite number one. Go.
Let me sort of educate Judge Napolitano. The President of the United States is the executive branch under Article 2. He is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. He can ask anyone, a citizen, a foreign leader, a question. He can make a suggestion about an investigation because he runs them. And by the way, in the latest set to with the whistleblower, the Office of Legal Counsel has said that requesting information from a foreign government is not a thing of value. It is not a foreign contribution. I must say this. I've been a U.S. attorney, an independent counsel, an investigative counsel on Capitol Hill in the House and the Senate. Judge Napolitano has never been a U.S. attorney. He's never been a federal prosecutor. He has never conducted a federal grand jury. I have done all of those things. If he wants to have an opinion, that's fine. I am not a paid Fox contributor. I am a guest of Fox Network. I come on when they ask me. So, and I am told, please, whatever you do, tell the truth. Don't make things up. Don't cover. So what I say, I believe, of course, as a matter of law, I know what I'm talking about in the law. I try to be truthful. Right. I was very truthful last night.
Well, so there's a lot of takeaway from all of this. Two Republican governors, by the way, have joined the Democrats and saying, let's look into this. Those Republican governors from Vermont and Massachusetts. So no surprise there. These are two governors that are very left of center Republicans anyway. So there's no concern there. No, there's no break in the ranks of the Republicans. If a vote was held today on impeachment, it would go right down party lines, just as you would expect. Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, arguing that Trump didn't push Zelensky. He says this is lawful for us to look at another government to actually participate in open investigations of what happened in 2016 because we want to make sure it doesn't happen again. It's perfectly lawful and perfectly appropriate. Other Republicans heard of Texas saying that he finds it troubling. Mitt Romney, of course, finds everything troubling. I think Mitt Romney might be a bit bitter that he didn't win the presidency and Donald Trump. How does that guy win and I lose? I don't know, Mitt. You didn't get it done. Susan Collins, a pivotal swing vote in any Senate impeachment trial, who also faces a tough re-election battle next year, said she needed to know more facts before anything. I don't know the facts of what they did, she said. I don't have anything to offer it to you. Ron Johnson said he was concerned about the claims that the White House tried a lockdown of the transcript, but we don't know that that's true. These are just allegations. Johnson later told reporters that once he found out the White House released a full transcript of Trump's conversation, not holding back anything, he's not concerned any further. Here it is. Look at it all. We'll see where this goes. It's right down party lines. And the Democrats, according to several reports, including a big report in the Washington Post today, are in a big hurry to get this done. A big hurry to get this done. They want to streamline it and get down the tracks. And you know what? Let's say they succeed. Then you have President Mike Pence. As I've told you, Democrats, be careful what you wish for. Here are the possible outcomes for the Democrats. They impeach Donald Trump. Mike Pence becomes president, who they hate worse than Donald Trump. They try to impeach Donald Trump and fail and alienate their voters and get creamed in the 2020 elections. Is there another alternative? Because I can't think of one at the moment. You get Pence or you get creamed, because if you go down that trail and you get nothing out of it, then you've wasted 2 years of our time not getting the USMCA done, not securing the southern border, not worrying about tax policy, not worrying about health care policy, not worrying about infrastructure. None of those things will be addressed. So if you win, you get Mike Pence as president. And if you lose, you get Donald Trump as president. Carry on, I say. I support your effort. Do as you need, Adam Schiff. Back after this.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of